before, no tax.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
United States of Health Talk Radio is on, and you are with me. The place for health, freedom, and liberty is here. And guess what? This hour, right from the get-go, I have my dear friend returning. It's been too long. Stuart Schaaf, national educator for Nordic Naturals, and a great friend of mine personally, the Robert Scott Bell Show, and a lover of liberty. Stuart, welcome back to the show.
Robert!
Nice to have you back, sir.
Long time, no season. I'm looking forward to getting together.
Listen, we've got some amazing omega-3 essential fat information stories, science as well, to cover. And you do research like nobody else, inside or outside of the realm, where you compile all of this and regurgitate it in a way people can understand with the passion and enthusiasm that we love here on the show. But before we dive into essential fats, I'm thinking that essential fats are working for one particular singer-songwriter. His name is Barry Manilow. You heard of Barry?
I have.
You know why it's working for him?
Why?
He says he agrees with almost everything Ron Paul says.
Really?
Yes, really. Barry Manilow's come out and said, go, Ron Paul. Yeah. I love Barry's just went up 10 notches in my book.
Yeah, when I told my mom I was going to vote for Ron Paul the other day, she's now sending me all these articles. She's starting to come around.
Ah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. The story's all over the place. People are going, gee, you know, I didn't really understand what he's doing 4 years ago, but now I'm looking around. Everything he said is happening, and the economy to this, the foreign policy. Wow, this guy is amazing. And so he's holding true to the points that some Democrats would normally embrace that Obama abandoned, and many Republicans would embrace that Bush had abandoned prior to Obama getting in. So we're looking at the guy that loves the Constitution, and I just did yesterday the Constitution Day money bomb in support of Congressman Paul. Got to actually talk with him as well. And like I said, he's genuine. So I had to start off on a happy essential fat note. Barry Manilow, Ron Paul, we say Copacabana.
Wow, what a segue into suicide death of active duty U.S. military and omega-3 fatty acid status.
Well, we gotta balance things out, Stuart. You know, I think that, you know, this is an issue I've certainly covered for many years. The concern I have for the troops, they're being hammered by vaccines when they go in. They're being exposed to depleted uranium when they're over there. On top of all of the different munitions and pollutants and such. And these people are, you know, they're asked to do things that are extraordinary for anybody, but you throw all those toxins and other things in, you're going to deplete essential elements, nutrients, as well as the essential fats. And now this study comes out, and you pointed out to me off the air that the suicide rate associated with, well, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder is high, but when you look at the levels within their body of DHA and EPA, the omega-3 fats, the lower they are, the higher it, if I'm saying this right, correlates to the suicide rates in these troops, which is much too high. I think one is much too high, but it's much higher in those with low essential fatty panels.
Yes, and this is already being sort of reevaluated. The experts and the pundits are already coming in, in my humble opinion, trying to downplay these findings.
Before it even makes the big news, they kind of backing off of it. Sounds like those that are defending the vaccine issue with HPV, but we'll get into that. I think I want to really get with you is, what does the science reveal? What are the facts here, whether they're trying to backtrack on some things or not? I want to help people understand, what did this study find?
Okay, well, as we do that, I want to give the title so that before it's taken off the internet, that
yes,
people can find it and read it, okay?
Yes.
Suicide deaths of active duty U.S. military and omega-3 fatty acid status, a case control comparison. A case control comparison. Dr. Michael D. Lewis and Joseph R. Hiblin, who we've discussed on the show, brought his name up many times. It's free online. Find it. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. I want to read here from the paper before we dissect the details. Listen to this.
Yes.
It says, the greatest cause of inpatient bed utilization in the U.S. military is mood disorders, primarily major depression, with suicidal risk and adjustment disorders. Can you imagine that? The greatest cause of inpatient bed utilization. Did you know that, Robert?
Well, you would think, okay, we're dealing with physical injuries, right, to body, to limb. But the reality is this paper is saying that it's more of mental, emotional issues than anything else. Of course, we would then tie it into nutrition. But what you're saying is really staggering and shocking for people that would say, wait a second, the biggest reason, the most?
It then goes on, in response to this, the U.S. Army has initiated a $50 million observation study enrolling 120,000 subjects per year for 5 years with the primary purpose of identifying modifiable risk and protective factors related to mental health and suicide. So this is a huge issue. The World Health Organization said by the year 2050, 50% of us would suffer from some sort of mental illness in our lifetime. They've also stated that mental health disorders will outrank heart disease and cancer as the greatest forms of disability. I'm not talking about mortality.
Right.
Because when you're gone, you're out of the system. I'm talking about the drain when we're looking at all of the economic drains on the system because of poor health. And if it is related to deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies, that's something we can correct. Last time I checked, our elected officials are fighting to the death to try to figure out how to come up with the money so we can all afford to be sick at the same time. And I don't want to stick around to see how that cage match plays out.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, as you're talking about the FDA's attempts to basically wipe out all so-called new dietary ingredients since 1994 without like a pre-authorization, pre-market authorization, which would be converting all supplements and nutrients into drugs. And what drug company has the money to do so, and there's no patent protection, so there would be no economic incentive to do so. They're basically destroying the ability of the American people to heal through nutrients, if you will. And Dick Durbin has a bill I've talked about with the Alliance for Natural Health and Jonathan Ebord, one of my heroes of the health freedom movement. And so this is a very real issue. And of course, in addition to the study that said 50% of Americans would be diagnosed with mental illness of some kind, a week later after that, I noticed out of the European Union, they said 40% of all Europeans, same thing. And we tie that into the World Health Organization, the United Nations, Codex Alimentarius. There are a lot of reference points back to the drug industry, how they profit and benefit from keeping nutrients out of us. That's why I'm sort of not surprised by you saying there's a little bit of backtracking on the findings within the study, which we still need to fully reveal.
Well, this is shocking. According to findings published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, male U.S. military personnel on active duty between 02 and 08 with the lowest levels of omega-3 DHA were at a 62% increased risk of suicide than counterparts with higher levels. To me, that is a remarkable
62%.
Correct. And why I want people to read the full paper is because there is a little caveat in here that needs further explaining. It says in the paper, only subjects with the highest level of DHA appeared to be protected. When comparison was made to the highest octile, risk of suicide death was 62% greater among men with lower serum DHA. Why is this important? Because it says only subjects with the highest level of DHA. You recall on this show, we have talked about the omega-3 blood spot test. The same testing methodology was used in this study. There's a database of, they have 40 million samples of blood in a huge cryogenic facility somewhere of all the enlisted men and women.
Yes.
They went back, they took the blood after these soldiers had committed suicide, compared it with mental health evaluations, which we'll talk about, and found this huge connection between omega-3 deficiency and suicide in comparison to controls. The same test that they're doing, we can now do at home, the omega-3 blood spot test. And the reason I point out that only subjects with the highest level had the protection, because, Robert, we've been guessing how much omega-3 should we be taking every day. We've been guessing all of the guidance from the American Heart Association, eat fish twice a week. That's wrong. Some of us may need a lot more. So now we're going to offer that at-home omega-3 blood spot test to all of your listeners.
Well, this is really exciting because the studies that verify, the science that verifies what you're saying here, Stuart, and you have always been the science guy in that regard, and I respect you immensely for that. Even though, you know, we're very passionate about what we do, we like to have the facts that will support our efforts, even if they're clinical observations, we'll say that. But this goes beyond that. These are measurable levels, verified and validated. As we mentioned in the study, 62% increased risk in those with the lowest serum DHA levels. Stunning. Now, if you have a loved one in the military serving overseas or anywhere, and you're not, really pumping up their DHA levels, this is big trouble. This is not a mystery anymore. What can we do here? Now, if we move forward with this test that we can make available to the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't have to talk about the parameters, how to do that, what it means as such. And we've got a few minutes before break we can go into a little bit more.
Well, you log on to omega3test.com, omega3test.com, and maybe you can make that link available on your website.
Yes, absolutely.
When you get there, you'll see an offer code, and you put in the offer code Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, and I've been able to negotiate to get the test down from $200 to $99, Robert.
Oh, half right. Fantastic. Hey, stand by. Actually, I was a little off on my schedule here. We got to take a break. We're going to go through that as well, how you get this omega-3 test. And we'll talk about the website as well. And I have the studies linked. As long as they're going to be available for you, so you can download them in full, review them, read them, share them with your loved ones, and protect them. Do not let your loved ones become victims of the so-called suicide due to low DHA levels. Back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Stuart Thompson.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Your newcomer from Midas Resources, September 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1785.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1828.96, $914.48 for a half ounce, or $457.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1828.96, $914.48, and $457.24.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Omega-3Test.com is the place to check it out if you want to get your levels checked in a very efficient manner, an effective manner, something that actually works. And as Stuart Tonk, my dear friend and national educator for Nordic Natural, says, if you enter, when you go to Omega-3Test.com, and I have it linked in the show notes for today's show at robertscottbell.com, you enter the – somewhere there's a code word that you enter or something, a discount code that says just Nordic. Will it be easy to find?
On the right-hand side at the bottom part of the page, it says offer code, and you enter the code Nordic.
Yeah.
And I've been able to negotiate a 50% off. Mayo's charging $350. Here we can get it for $99, but as an incentive so that everyone gets tested, you know, take two fish oil capsules and call me in the morning. Sorry, that doesn't work. Never worked. We got to start testing. Whoever gets the highest score, and Robert, they come electronic. The email results are electronic.
Okay.
If they can email them to you, whoever gets the highest score, Nordic has agreed to give a year's supply of Ultimate Omega away.
Wow. All right. Well, that's absolutely added to the notes now. And if you need to know about it, go to robertscottbell.com. We'll have all of that information. Would you like to get a one-year supply for free of Nordic Naturals fish oils? Oh, my gosh, what a wonderful thing that is. And there's a way to do it. You test the highest, you're going to win, and we'll put the parameters up there for everybody to see. This is exciting. Now, again, we come back to the study, as we referenced in the first segment here. By the way, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. Those of you who don't know, also, you can hear the show 6 days a week now, 5 additional days through naturalnewsradio.com. And all of those links are up at robertscottbell.com. Right now, live, this is great stuff. 62% increased risk of suicide, and this was related to low serum DHA levels. This is something that is so stunning, but as we talk about, we want to weigh it out with all of the facts in the study, what it shows, what it doesn't show, what are the arguments going to be made against it to say, oh, no, you don't need your fish oil. We want to get all of that out, Stuart.
We do. We want people to understand, they need to understand that because this is a case-controlled study, you've got to, you know, consider the possibility, this is from the paper, that the presence of a mental illness or substance misuse has changed dietary habits or tissue status and lower DHA status. What that means is, well, it could be the chicken or the egg. Either you've got a mental health disorder, so you start eating poorly, or you're eating poorly because you've got a mental health disorder.
Yeah.
It's all connected back, in my opinion, to a deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids.
Right.
The paper does go on to caution that we can't show a direct link and say that because the soldiers were low in omega-3, that's the reason why they committed suicide. However, it goes on to show that this finding is supported by randomized placebo-controlled trials that show 2 grams per day of EPA and DHA, that would be, say, 4 capsules of Ultimate Omega, the equivalent, found a 45% reduction in suicidal thinking and a 30% reduction in depression among patients with recurrent self-harm. So there is a connection. We understand the role of omega-3 and neurotransmitters. We understand the role of omega-3 in dampening the immune inflammatory response. We understand the role of omega-3, EPA, and DHA in increasing brain cell-to-brain cell communication, reducing the vasoconstriction, increasing that cell membrane fluidity. We understand these connections. And when you read the paper, and it tells clearly that soldiers are not getting their omega-3 in their diet, that the low levels of omega-3 are due to a combination of factors, including too much omega-6. So darn those soybean oil and corn oil manufacturers and all the grain that they're forcing to eat, our animals to eat, too much omega-6, and deficits in seafood consumption from the foods consumed in U.S. military dining facilities. They're not feeding them salmon and lobster while you're on the front line. And as a result, You have low levels of omega-3, high levels of omega-6. It puts their brains on fire, affects the nervous system, and may be a major contributing factor.
And, I reiterate here, the environment plays the major role here. What do our troops face? I mean, horrific conditions on Earth, hell on Earth in many cases, with the additional assault of many experimental vaccinations, which I've spoken out about for so many years here, as well as the pollutants, the toxic pollutants, the munitions, the depleted uranium. All of these things are pro-inflammatory. And, of course, the science is pretty well settled on the anti-inflammatory benefit, if you will, the inflammation-reducing benefit of these omega-3 fats. Now, to add to the mix in a nice way, we're seeing mental health issues being addressed and enhanced, or let's say made better. Now, we also know the environment of being in those traumatic situations may increase the proclivity, so to speak, of a suicidal tendency or thought. But what exacerbates it? What is the release factor that allows people to actually go through with the thoughts? And it seems to be correlated very strongly now with low DHA levels. So even if it's that one factor that may be so significant that it will save the life of a loved one or a friend that is right now serving in the military.
Well, you point out beautifully all of the immune inflammatory insults. Omega-3 actually is what the body is looking for to create the anti-hormone-like compounds to diminish the amplification of immune inflammatory insults. It's what the body is seeking out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're deficient in omega-3 and you've got a parasite, a bacteria, a virus, a stress, you've got a vaccine, as you pointed out, mental, emotional stress that you can't even handle, well, then you're just going to be amplifying all of these insults if you are deficient in omega-3 essential fatty acids. That's why I want people to test.
Mm-hmm.
Go to omega3test.com. We know that knowing your omega-3 number may be the most important number you will ever know. It will not yet be standard on your blood test for another 5 to 10 years, and I'm not going to wait. My score is a 58. Robert, I'm going to email you my results.
Okay.
And you can put my results up online for everyone to see what the test results look like, and they can see what my score is. I'm turning Japanese. My omega-3 levels are so high.
Yes.
And I want people to beat my score. I have a 58. The average American score is 24.
Wow. Wow. And getting it up to that level from the practical sense is, as simple as taking as much or as little as 2 grams, 3 grams. I mean, we've talked about 1 to 3 grams really being critical.
It is, and if you nix the 6, throw out the corn, soybean, safflower, sunflower, canola oil. You don't eat handfuls of nuts. Do you think back in antiquity they had time to hull nuts and sit there and eat handfuls while you're watching television?
No, yeah, it wasn't so easy to do.
No, you were going to get eaten alive or speared to death.
Yeah.
We're eating – now, that's where we used to get omega-6 from. We still need it. Mm-hmm. But on top of it, if our ancestors' animals have a fraction of the omega-6 that current agribusiness, because of the soy lobby, thanks to Archer Daniel Midland's, thanks to Monsanto, thanks to Unilever pouring the salad dressing down our gullets.
Yeah.
That's why we need more omega-3, because we're drowning in omega-6.
Well, we've got lots more to do this hour on the Robert Chad Bell Show, a very special edition, as important as any topic I ever cover with my friend Stuart Tonk, national educator for Nordic Naturals. This study about suicide in the troops, boy, the life you save may be your own or your family member serving overseas. You've got to pay attention to this. Omega3test.com, remember the special code there. Nordic gets it for 50% off. We're going to talk more about that and more of the science and other studies coming out, trying to dissuade you, persuade you, which way should you go with DHA and EPA. We got your answers coming up after the break.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Reducing inflammation every week right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stuart Thompson joins me today, and I'm pleased to have him with me. We're covering some very intense science and supports our efforts at bringing those levels up, the EFA levels up in your body, and also reducing the wrong kind of fats that are pro-inflammatory. A lot of changes happened in the 20th century as I guess we abandoned science, or we corrupted science by allowing industry to dictate things so we'd buy products, even if they weren't good for us. Now, Stuart, the science has proven it.
Well, we have there's a paper out that's sort of the nail in the coffin for the big agribusiness boys and girls that have tried to sell us a bill of goods. And this paper is called Changes in Consumption of Omega-3 and Omega-6 Fatty Acids in the United States during the 20th century. And I want you to look this one up online. The second author, Joseph Hiblin, again, a captain in the Army, psychiatrist, military doctor, a mentor to me. And I will tell you, Robert, I have become a fully recovered conspiracy theorist.
Well, on this show, you're a conspiracy realist because you actually get beyond the theory and prove it.
Well, I told you, I now believe instead of it's conspiracy, I now know it's industry.
Yes, yes.
And this paper, it says on the paper, see, I've been making this argument that we whacked out our omega-3, omega-6 balance, which is why we're in – we amplify every immune inflammatory insult because of the deficiency in omega-3 because we're drowning in omega-6. I've been talking about this for a while.
Yes.
So this paper says, to our knowledge, no estimates of changes in the omega-3 or omega-6 tissue status in Americans throughout the 20th century has previously been published. So I'm sure you can imagine how excited I was to have all of my theories vindicated by the National Institutes of Health. And when I showed you this paper, and it says point blank that soybean oil consumption has increased 1,000-fold since 1909, what was your response to that?
Well, I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
So how do we get there? Do you see the timeline? Can you also put that chart? If I send you a slide of that chart, will you put it on?
Yeah, we'll have it embedded, and also all the links, we're going to make sure we have them. If they're still available as we air the show, this is something I want everybody to access. I know not everybody can, you know, handle reading these studies because they're pretty intense, but if you have any ability to read past the sixth grade level, and I know you do, take your time. You'll understand there's science and validation to what we're talking about here. And the increase of omega-6 fats over the course of the 20th century has been an absolute disaster among many things. But here's one we can actually put our finger on and go, aha, right now we know for sure this is the case.
And it starts going back really to what they call in 1949, Public Law 480, Section 416, Foods for Peace. Remember, as a result of the war, we had these rations of butter, and we were using more of the sort of the polyunsaturated fats. But it really wasn't until 1961. That was the official nail in the coffin, the American Heart Association advisory,
yes,
where they promised us to stop using butter. It would save our lives if we use margarine.
Yep, they wrongly abandoned these fats as they've been in nature for so long, and we've subsisted on them. And, of course, it denied the recognition that we know that the people with cardiovascular disease, half of them have high cholesterol, half of them have low. It's meaningless in the big scheme of things. And then the saturated fat is also not the cause, although here we're talking about the omega-3, DHA, and EPA and their protective mechanisms.
It then goes on to point out several other events that have happened. 1968, we created something called polyester, so the need for cotton went down dramatically.
Oh, yeah, and that led to the disco era of the late 70s. I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little bit again. Listen, we got to take a break. Stuart Tompkins is my guest. We've got a lot more, two more segments, massive segments on information that will save your life, the life of your loved ones. Stuart, glad you're with me. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links, and, of course, NordicNaturals.com. Thanks for sponsoring. We'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we categorized the decline of American health over the 20th century as it correlates to the increase in omega-6, soybean oils, and things like that. And we've got the studies linked at robertscottbell.com, as well as reminding you that there is a test now at half price for you, my listeners, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, at omega3test.com. The links are all there. Enter the code Nordic, and you'll see you'll get it for half price. And as we talked about, we'll get the parameters set up so that the highest test within a certain period of time we'll talk about will get a free, wow, this is amazing, free Nordic Naturals for a year is sensational.
Yeah, I want people to correct the omega-3 deficiency. We have to do it in a very accurate and a structurally sound way. What I mean by that is the old adage of, oh, I take my two capsules, my three or four capsules, my spoon of cod liver oil every other day. Based on what we've learned from the NIH in this chart that shows a 1,000-fold increase of soybean oil from 1909 to 1999 and a total skyrocketing of omega-6 in our background diet from factory farmed animals. When they switched over from fish meal, which was the main protein source, it was just mashed up fish, was the protein source in the food that we fed to our hogs and our cattle and our fish. And of course, with the cattle that we let them graze and eat grass,
yes,
they got higher levels of omega-3. We started feeding them grain and corn and vegetable oil. They now have higher levels of omega-6. Just think of it like a teeter-totter.
Yeah, they become pro-inflammatory foods when before they weren't as pro-inflammatory. And there was a balance that nature found, well, it was the way it had always been. It's like, Stuart, you're a smart guy. Sometimes I think I'm a smart guy, and I'm thinking, are we so arrogant that we would alter nature, right, to corrupt it and make ill health happen, unless perhaps we were looking to profit off of illness, which is not what we're here to do. But obviously there are people that don't think the way we do that are happy to do that. I know it's harsh to say, but we've got to wake up to that reality. That's what this shows us.
Well, that's why when I say that I believe, and I hope I live long enough to see it, when there's a huge investigation that the culprit, if you want to pin the tail on the donkey, if you want who the culprit is, Unilever, Monsanto, Archer Daniel Midlands, their researchers, their experts, by fiat, they have hijacked the conversation. They have influenced the Senate Committee on Nutrition and Human Needs. They've influenced the U.S. Department of Agriculture's dietary guidelines. Mm-hmm. They've sold us a bill of goods. We've been blaming the trans fatty acids. We're blaming all these environmental contaminants, which I'm not saying they're good.
Yes, of course not.
But the salad dressing that's sitting there with a little smiley face on there.
Yes.
That's what's his name? The famous actor that ended up having his own salad dressing.
Paul Newman, right? Newman's own.
It's Paul Newman. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They make all of these grain protein sources for our feed all of our animals. It jacks up their omega-6, pushes their omega-3 down. Then they're left over with tons and tons and tons. Remember, they tried to sell us this soybean oil and corn oil, and they still are, as the cure for heart disease. You talk about criminal. There's no way they can take this back. Remember the cigarette boys when they said, to my knowledge, smoking cigarettes does not cause heart disease problems?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Can you imagine this? That it's been the salad dressing that's sitting there in the middle of your table all along, that's the real killer?
Well, I've been an advocate for many years since discovering this and befriending you of increasing our essential fats. From any source that you have that's clean and actually has the omega-3 in the right way, the DHA, the EPA, as we've talked about. Now, the studies keep coming out validating it. As we talked about, they're trying to distance themselves from some of it, and we understand why. Have we covered the critiques that they will make against us for saying this adequately enough so they can counter that argument?
Well, you go online and you read about this, and some of the military experts are saying, well, you know, it's true. The soldiers that did kill themselves had ultra low levels of omega-3. However, suicide is a complex issue.
Yeah.
The brain is a supercomputer made out of fat. I'm going to quote the second author on the paper who said, in another research paper that demonstrates the role of omega-3 in lowering inflammation and anxiety in healthy people. The same expert, Dr. Hiblin, Captain Hiblin, says this is absolutely consistent with the hypothesis that one of the mechanisms of action for omega-3 fatty acids is not necessarily central, but through downregulating the immune system. The study begs the question, is increased anxiety a symptom of omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies? And the answer is yes.
All right, coming right back after this, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Wrapping up this hour of the Robert Scottsdale Show with my dear friend Stuart Thompson, a Nordic natural extraordinaire educator. He's so far beyond educator. I just love being around him and really saving lives in a way that is backed by the science, the validity that we like to do here as well. And yes, we're passionate. Yes, we're emotional about these issues because we want to see people get the right information and apply it, have the freedom to apply it. And yet the psychiatric associations, they're not always on board with this. In fact, there's a big effort, antidepressants, to keep many people from disclosing depression. It's not that people are not aware of the dangers, for instance, of antidepressants, but where is the focal point of the psychiatric profession in supporting omega-3 fats instead of going to drugs first for everything?
Well, now, thank goodness, you can go to the American Psychiatric Association's website, the APA website, and they have recommendations now on their website that all patients with a psychiatric disorder should take at least 1 gram, that's 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, omega-3, every day to prevent the medical complications that often co-occur for them, such as cardiovascular disease and metabolic problems. So they're getting closer. They're not quite there yet.
Well, it's really extraordinary that you reference it. They acknowledge it. I don't know that it always gets out to the doctors. You know how that kind of filters slowly, where if it's a new blockbuster drug, they all know it yesterday. So I'm glad to see, like I said, inevitably they're going to adopt this, but we can be the first adopters. People listening can be the first adopters here.
And what I'm suggesting is let's correct the omega-3 deficiency. Do your omega-3 blood spot test. Get greater than 50%. Balance your essential fatty acids. Balance your load, if you will, of the fatty acids that produce the hormones that are pro or anti-inflammatory. Correct that deficiency first before you default back to the prescription pad. I know there's a place for drugs. I know that there are people out there that have mental health problems that will be much better off on drugs. My question is, is it every single child? Is it all of the millions and millions of people that are on those drugs? Could we possibly, I'm just theorizing, could we have corrected nutrient deficiencies and then found that they may not have needed the prescription pad? And wouldn't that save untold suffering and then billions of dollars of lost time, energy, and wages?
Billions of dollars, thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives perhaps could be saved if we just simply look toward nutrition first. Drugs, they could always be there as a last resort, and that's the appropriate place for them. And the information we're revealing today can definitely save lives, not just in theory, but in practice. And this brings to light, you know, we talked about the 100-year decline. I've talked so many things happened in the 20th century that were horrific to the health of Americans, a lot of people in the West. And we've talked about the increase of omega-6 influence on things, and blamed it as, well, this is the reason why we've got pro-inflammatory fats, and of course we talk omega-3 as anti-inflammatory fats, but it's not really as simple as that. There are other things at play here that I want people to understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. The oversimplification of this big fat story clearly put us in deep pot water. We need to understand that fat is converted in the body into pro- or anti-inflammatory hormone-like compounds, which means all of the soybean oil that we're drowning in produces the hormones that, say, constrict your breathing, make your blood thick like Elmer's glue, and then increase sensitivity to pain and actually amplify pain signals and also recruit immune activity, cytokine immune activity. You need that. That turns the immune system on. We used to get an adequate amount of omega-6 in the seeds and the nuts that we ate, but then we created all of these highly concentrated vegetable oils that are the byproduct of all of these grains, and then we're eating more nuts on top of that, and we're totally out of whack. The omega-3, that's really the antidote. It produces the anti-inflammatory hormone-like compounds that are agonists that work against that. So it's about balance and rebalancing. That omega-3 number that I want you to know, minus 58, everyone needs to know their number. It will be 10, maybe 20 years before it's standard on your blood test. I'm not going to stick around and wait. My wife didn't stick around and wait. My child didn't stick around and wait. Remember the vitamin D on the blood test. That wasn't standard until very recently. Remember
that? That's right. Changes are happening.
We were talking about that 20 years ago. So it's time to know your omega-3 number. The Know Your Numbers campaign has been very effective at helping people realize that they're sick. I don't know if it's kept people healthier. It's certainly reduced the rate of mortality. However, correcting the omega-3 deficiency and knowing your omega-3 number, according to Bernadette Healy, who just passed away, Dr. Healy was the chairman, CEO of the Red Cross, and she was the director of the National Institutes of Health. Before she died, Dr. Healy said, your omega-3 number is the most important number you will ever know. So that's why you go to omega3test.com. You put the offer code Nordic into the box. You get the kit sent to your house. You prick your finger, send it back. They'll email you your results. You email the results to Robert. Whoever gets the highest score gets a year's supply of Nordic Naturals. And Robert, I want you to know this. My job to communicate that message is much harder than just telling people to go buy Nordic Naturals. It's a much more complicated message, and I'm dedicated to doing it because Nordic's mission is to correct the omega-3 deficiency. I work for people that want me to be a teacher. Yes, they like me to be a motivator. Okay, but I'm teaching you to correct the omega-3 deficiency as the single most important proactive health move you can make.
Really, it's extraordinary what they're doing, and I know the people, they're all the way up to the top. They're good people. They really care about this. They are on a mission to do that and provide the highest quality, safest forms of fish oils as well, which is why my kids are Nordic kids. My family is a Nordic family. And thanks to you, Stuart, we have the science and the facts to back it up as we continue on here. So increase, if you do a lot of omega-6s, increase those omega-3s. Remember, we talked to Dr. Bill Lanz about this back in the summer, early in the spring. My gosh, there's so much that we've done. I'm going to have to put a compilation. In fact, that's one of my next groups. We got a compilation CD of all the audios on the Robert Scott Bell Show where we talk omega-3 fats. Stuart Topp, we're about out of time. I'm grateful for you being here. Again, I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. In case you missed anything, this will be available for download afterwards as well. Back after the break, remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.